this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by Happy Holly Project, a blog on WordPress. My day started well. Early morning good thoughts, interesting dreams from the night before, and the opportunity to roll back over and sleep in really late, which I did. Shortly after waking, the phone rings downstairs. So down I went to call back whomever and to make myself a cup of coffee. A new weekend day at its finest. First, I had to move all the contents of my cupboards from the countertop to get to the coffee maker, which I did while reflecting on what a wonderful day it was. I had half cleaned them yesterday and left both the cupboard contents on the counter and yesterday's dirty dishes in the sink soaking. Perhaps I have mentioned that Betty Crocker and I do not share any common genes. And I decided to call the friend back as I made the coffee and cleared the dishes from the day before. Made perfect sense at the time. Seriously, it did. Hey, good morning. Sorry I didn't make it to the phone in time. How are you doing? Oh, just fine. I cannot take one more moment with my family visit here. Sorry to hear that. What's going on? Well, they all eat nuts and berries and no coffee. Oh, no! I know! And furthermore, they don't eat meat. I am really craving a burger here. Oh, no! Yes, seriously. If I make it to the end of this trip, it will be a miracle. Oh, no! Oh, it's not so bad. The weather here is beautiful, far better than back home. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no? What do you mean? Well, I made dip last night as a treat. I love to treat myself occasionally with one of my favorite things, Wise potato chips and dip, made of Philadelphia cream cheese, milk, and grated onion. Superb. I am jealous. No potato chips here. And I left the dishes in the sink till today, filled with water to soak. Okay. And now there is something floating in the blender, two little ears and the top of a body. It's either another bat or a little mouse. Okay, then. Why don't you take care of that and call back in a few? When you live in the country, all God's creatures look for warm places to live in the winter. It seems that over the years, my house has had a welcome sign out for tiny field mice, starting in September. So, I took the large glass blender filled with cream cheese, dip, water, and not Mickey, and went to the back door and unceremoniously dumped his dip-soaked little body in the yard for some treat-deprived outdoor creature to munch on. Unfortunately, this is not the first time a small field mouse has died under my watch. When I've had cats, it has not been a problem. They thought little field mice were nighttime treats brought to them with free delivery. Back in my married days, one of the little guys climbed in the cupboard, ate through the plastic lid of the fry daddy, and fell into the stored fry oil. It was the last time I tried to use old frying oil, and the last time I used the fry daddy. And once, when entertaining quite important guests, we all adjourned to the dining room, a beautiful room with a leaded glass built-in corner cabinet, sliding panel door, one glass pane door, antique sewing machine holding a large Boston fern, and a beautiful Ethan Allen dining set. On sitting down, I felt some toy under the table with my foot. It seems that I was wearing something other than hard-soled shoes, and when I lifted the tablecloth to see which toy had found its way, there I saw a dead field mouse, which I had been playing with using my foot. On taking a quick breath, the man next to me lifted the tablecloth, looked underneath, and calm as could be, lowered the cloth and said to me, "Yep, that's what it is." And we proceeded to finish our dinners without any talk of the dead creature below. A few months later, we invited the same couple back and had a tongue-in-cheek dinner, complete with menu cards, which I did in calligraphy. I forget what all was served, but I know it contained Welsh rodent, Trappist cheese, and chocolate mouse. I feel bad about the little guy's demise today, but I am at least comforted by the fact that he died while enjoying a tasty repast of cream cheese dip, certainly one of my ideas of heaven. Have you had any unwelcome guests in the house? We once had a dog that killed field mice and then brought them in the house to show us. Thanks for listening, and let me know if you enjoyed the story. Till next week, we'll talk to you then.